ABC Radio Australia.
Samoans head to the polls later this month to elect a new government after a year of instability. For many, the cost of living is the big issue they want addressed as well as an end to the political chaos. Samoa reporter Adele Frian has the story.
On the streets of Samoa's capital Apia, election season is in full swing. Billboards are popping up all over the city. Taxi driver Mwautasiki Rifisua says for him and many others, the rise in the cost of living is the big issue.
The first thing is a box of chicken. 5 years ago, it was around $20 per box. That's a good example because now a box of chicken costs over $50.
Mwautasi Kirifisua says people are also sick of the political dramas of the last year.
My advice for all leaders is to remember the very people who elected you to parliament. We don't want to see a Samoa that fights in parliament exchanging harsh words.
Elections here have traditionally been a predictable affair, but the last one 4 years ago delivered a change of government for the first time in 40 years. And the country's first female prime minister, Fiamme Naomi Mutaafa, her election was celebrated here and abroad. But this year, infighting fractured her ruling FAST party, and she narrowly survived two no-confidence votes. For many Samoans, the recent instability has felt chaotic.
It's like it's every person for themselves, not coming together as one. I thought Samoa was a united country. If we see they're fighting with each other, we will do the same. But if they are in harmony, we will follow.
This election is shaping up as a three-cornered contest between Fiamme Naomi Mutaafa's newly formed Samoa Uniting Party, her former FAST party, and the Human Rights Protection Party, HRPP, led by the man the PM unseated at the last election, former longtime Prime Minister Tuleepa Selele Malilingoi. The 81-year-old is running on a suite of populist policies, including a $300 annual payment to every Samoan and a promise to build a bridge between the country's two main islands.
The major drive for us is to restore the confidence of the international community to the leadership of Samoa, to restore the stability of our country, of Samoa.
Fiamme Naomi Mutaafa maintains she is the best person to lead the country.
We're very much about the rule of law, which has been a contentious issue, not only with the HRPP, but with the other side of the FAST party.
Adding to the uncertainty is the record number of independent candidates contesting this election. Younger Samoans like arts teacher Moiloto Ilinganoa want to see more youthful faces in the parliament.
It's pretty sad because the people who are in parliament, they are all people who are literally probably the same age as my grandparents.
Though she'd be happy with the government focused on the issues that matter to people.
If there is no stable foundation, there is no stable house.
Samoa teacher Moiloto Ilunganoa, ending that report from Adele Frian in Apia.